Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Call me crazy, but sometimes I get the feeling there's a little room, probably somewhere near Berkeley, California, where radical liberals sit around and dream up new expressions to add to the lexicon of political correctness. This week's exciting addition is something called microaggression. Now, I'm assuming that if all the other rules of etymology still hold true, that micro comes from the Greek mikros, meaning small, and that aggression comes from the Latin aggressio, meaning to attack. Thus, in my book, microaggression means small attack. I'm thinking something on the order of being bitten by a mosquito, unless, of course, you find yourself in the Alaskan bush where mosquitoes are the size of small birds, and there are trillions of them, in which case microaggression quickly becomes macroaggression. Anyway, back to my point. I was reading an article this week about McGill University student Brian Farnham, who doctored a video of President Obama kicking open a door. It was meant to be a joke about midterm exams, but the video went viral and was picked up by comedian Jay Leno. That resulted in Farnham being brought before the university's equity commission on a charge of, you guessed it, microaggression, which is defined as a subconscious insensitivity toward minority groups. It sounds ridiculous, and obviously I'm having some fun with it, but the university equity commissioner took it very seriously, and Farnham faced possible expulsion. In the end, he was forced to send a written apology to President Obama, which admitted, among other things, that his video was an extension of the cultural, historical, and living legacy surrounding people of color, particularly young men, being portrayed as violent in contemporary culture. He went on to say that by using the video in an email, he had allowed a medium of the university's communication to become the site of a microaggression. This is what happens when political correctness runs amok. Julius Gray, a former McGill University student body president, said that the current climate on university campuses is stifling free speech, and it's not limited to McGill. The concept of microaggression is being increasingly used on college campuses across North America. Gray went on to say that political correctness has come to dominate all issues, so that it's dangerous to make any remark that has the remote connection, not even a real connection, to race, gender, sexual orientation, national origin, or whatever, because if you do, then you can suddenly be found to be insensitive. And it goes even further. Students must now worry about unintentionally committing micro-assaults, micro-invalidation, micro-insults, and micro-campustration, which is an attack intended to deny the victim's ability to fulfill their gender role, usually perpetrated by someone asserting gender norms against another person. So it appears that all students, whether they like it or not, are graduating with minors in political correctness. As for microaggression, micro-insults, and micro-assaults, I think they're all dreamt up by people who suffer from microdermal nemesis, otherwise known as exceedingly thin skin. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.